It's great for us to be here at Mission Inn for the first time ever.
Well, Rory, thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to see you and to host you here in Howie in the Hills at the Mission Inn Resort. I know you have not been here before, but some of your co-workers have. In fact, Len was just here a couple of weeks ago and had a great experience. Told us that you'd be coming down, so we're very grateful you found time in your busy schedule to spend a little time with us.
The history of golf here at Mission Inn, you're not new to Florida. It's been around for a while, and you knew the ownership long before you even came here to work full-time in the golf department.
Well, that's right. There's a couple of different levels of stories here. I'll go over the broader story first with you in that we have a Chicago connection in that Mr. Howie of Howie in the Hills hired a gentleman by the name of George O'Neill to design this golf course 104 years ago. Howie was from Chicago, came down to develop the citrus industry, and hired George O'Neill, who was a big golf personality in Chicago at the time, to design this golf course. So from the very beginning, we've had a Chicagoland connection here in Central Florida. So we are the 14th oldest golf course in the state of Florida. We're a founding member of the Florida Historic Golf Trail, something we're very proud of. We are indeed old Florida, and as you know, as you've traveled around Florida lately, there's not a lot of old Florida left. In fact, less and less every day, you know, with all the development happening here. So that's the broader Chicago connection. The more personal Chicago connection for me is that the golf course was purchased in 1964 by a family from Wilmette. It's a family of six kids. Mom and dad have passed away, but the six kids all are involved in the resort at various levels now. The one that's most actively involved is the youngest of six. His name is Bud Buch. Bud is the youngest of six kids, as I said, and basically the five older kids before him all went to Notre Dame. By the time it was time for Bud to go to college, he didn't want any part of Notre Dame. He wanted to go to someplace warm and fun. So he chose University of Arizona in Tucson, Arizona. And I grew up in Idaho, was a very good junior player in Idaho. I wanted to pursue my college golf career. So I also decided I'd go to University of Arizona. So literally the first day of school, Bud is in the parking lot from Wilmette, Illinois. I'm in the parking lot from Boise, Idaho, and we're staying two or three rooms down from one another on the same floor, the same dormitory, and we've been friends ever since, and that was in the mid-70s. So I've known the Butcher family, the owners of this resort, since then. What is that, 45 years ago?
Well, you have two golf courses here, both with their own distinct history. Tell us a little bit about them, and it sounds like the senior member of those two courses really has a great history that stretches back now over a century.
That's right. And we have got two golf courses. El Campeón is the original golf course. It's 104 years old. The second golf course is Las Colinas. It was built in 1992. That course is Gary Koch, who's a Florida guy. Gary Koch's original golf course design at Las Colinas in 1992. So we've got two different golf courses. Las Colinas is a little more typical Florida-type golf course. It's hilly, but not nearly as hilly as our original old golf course, El Campeón, which is just a real gem. It's a parkland design, feels a lot like a golf course in the Midwest or the Northeast. It does have some Florida features, but it just feels like a Midwestern parkland golf course, which I think I might have mentioned to you, the PGA Tour Production Department Entertainment Division spends a lot of time down here doing commercial filming, production work, just because they can make their commercials pretty much fit into various different types of settings around the country. Florida setting, Midwestern setting, Northeastern setting. So they do a lot of commercial film work here. A lot of the golf commercials you'll see television surrounding the golf tournaments now, a lot of them were filmed on El Campeón.
Well, the understanding that some people have, especially if they've never come down to Florida and played golf, is, well, there's usually a lot of sand, there's a lot of water, and there's some palm trees in between. But I have a feeling that from what I understand, especially about El Campeón, is it's not as flat as some Midwest courses especially, and that you've got some elevation change just because you're actually one of the higher points in the state of Florida.
Well, that's right. And it's called Howie in the Hills for a reason, right? There was Mr. Howie, and he settled here in the hills. And the tallest elevation point in the state of Florida is just about 10 minutes from here. It's Sugarloaf Mountain. It's 312 feet above sea level. The highest point on El Campeón, and we're going to take a little trip around there a little bit later today, is roughly 200 feet above sea level. So we are very close to the top of Florida here, if you will. And we do have a lot of elevation changes, which I know you've been around the state of Florida from top to bottom. You know Florida just doesn't have them. The hills in Florida literally are located here, and this golf course features them.
Your course has a great history of hosting some tournaments at various levels, all the way from high school championships to professional golfers, both the men and the ladies. But tell us a little bit about some of those tournaments, and there's also some more apparently coming your way.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. That's really that's part of our story, and we love to tell our golf story here. Really, we've got, I call them the five pillars of our golf business that we've built over the past several years. The PGA Tour, who is here now, we do two Q schools for them. We do the McKenzie Tour, we do the Latino America Tour, one each year. We've done that for several years now. We've hosted the Florida State High School Golf Championships. That's the second pillar, the FHSAA, for 10 straight years. That's 600 kids for a week and a half here every November, which is a fantastic time for us. We've also done over 20 years of NCAA championships and regional events. We're getting ready next year to host the D3 Men's Championship next May. This September, we'll have the preview event for that. So we've got a very solid relationship with the NCAA. The Florida State Golf Association are great friends of ours. We did the Florida Senior Open just a couple of years ago. We hosted the Florida Women's Amateur this last summer. So we're always hosting some Florida State Golf Association event here. They've been a really great partner of ours. The LPGA Tour, we've just started here within the last couple of years working with them. We have a multi-year agreement now to host one Symetra Tour event a year. We did our first one last October. We're going to do our next one upcoming in May. So we're excited about that LPGA Tour connection that we've got. And you'll meet a little bit later on our new head golf professional, Nicole Quinn, who is one of less than 20 women head golf professionals and directors of golf in the state of Florida. So we're very proud to have Nicole on board with us. We think that's really a nice tie-in with our relationship with the LPGA Tour. I also mentioned to you that this year, the Florida State Golf Association and the USGA have given us the Mid-Am qualifying, the U.S. Open qualifying, and the U.S. Amateur qualifying. And that makes us the only golf course in the state of Florida to host all three, which is a real honor for El Campi.
When you look at the state of Florida, you know, there's people that'll say, well, I know where Miami is. I know where Orlando is. I know where Tampa is. They might even know Jacksonville and the World Golf Hall of Fame a little bit. But they might say, where is Howie in the Hills? And can I come down there? Can I play some golf? Can I relax there? And if I want to go to one of those big attractions, say Walt Disney World, can we get over there from the resort for a day and then come back and relax a little bit at the Mission Inn?
I'll tell you, you could not pick a more centrally located spot in the state of Florida. We literally are 45 minutes from each coast. The Orlando airport is 40 minutes from right here. On a good day, I can get to the airport in 35 minutes. So we're very centrally located. It's very easy to get here. It's just up the turnpike. And with all the chaos and traffic in the Orlando area with all the attractions, it's literally easier to get to the Mission Inn Resort than it is sometimes just across town.
The Mission Inn has had a great history of golf for a long time. When did golf first start on the site? I know you mentioned it's been about 104 years since the building of the first golf course, and years later this second golf course came along. But you've had golf here and have expanded it now for over a century, and increased, shall we say, your golf product to just the average golfer that wants to come down and play And I understand you have a practice range, and you even kind of built a short course into a bigger course. So take us through the whole golf picture and how it's grown from the early days of the Mission Inn.
The really neat thing about the Mission Inn, Rory, is that everything is right here. We're sitting in my office in the golf shop. Both tees are within just 2 minutes of us. So we're very centrally located. Our driving range and our academy facility is 3 minutes from here as well, easily walkable. So everything is very, very centrally located and easy to get to. A lot of the groups, the buddy groups that come, literally will park their cars. We have shuttles on property. They literally won't get in their car for 3 or 4 days while they're here. So it makes it very simple and very easy. We've got, as I mentioned to you, the academy end of the range for our academy work. Our instructors will work down there with our groups. We have the public end of the range here for our resort guests and our membership. And everything is just very centrally located and very easy to get around.
Any final notes you'd like to add to the prospective golfers about your golf operation here, what they can do, and especially if they want to get out of the cold of the Chicago winter and come down here and play some golf when things are cold and snowy up in Chicago?
Well, we invite you all to come down and see us. It's a great connection we've got with the Midwest and the Chicagoland area. You'll see once you're here, we do things the right way. We take care of our groups. You know, we do literally over 500 golf outings a year here. We've got a very experienced staff, 2 great golf courses, very easy airport access from Orlando. So if you get a chance on your planning of your next golf trip, please include the Mission Inn Resort. We'd love to have you come down and spend a few days with us.